Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1894, Helen Sanders and Tom Wallow.
It's an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a yoga studio to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.134 acres, more or less, lying south of Road 353, also known as Burbage Road, 4/10 of a mile from Route 364, also known as Jones Road. For the benefit of the commission, I pass down, again, copies of the survey and site plan for this application. For the record, that survey shows the property, existing dwelling, septic area, paved driveway, proposed studio and gravel parking areas, and the entrance off of Burbage Road. We did receive one comment, again, from the Department of Transportation, received on March 3rd of 2011 in the form of a support facilities report and referencing that a traffic impact study is not recommended and that the current level of service A of Burbage Road will not change as a result of this application. And again, gentlemen, that's the only comment I received from any individual or agency to date. That's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, so we thank you. Is anyone here representing this application this evening? All right, sir. Come on down.
Thomas Wallow, owner of the 32770 Burbage Road.
All right, sir. We've heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you would like to add?
Basically, we're just realigning the property lines that was subdivided by the previous owner to allow space for this building, which still allows access for a right-of-way to the rear of the property, which is like another additional 5 acres.
All right, sir. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with you, Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Wallow. So you own the lands. Do you reside on this site?
Yes.
I did not go down the driveway to see on your blueprint and survey, it says a proposed studio building. So that has not been built yet.
Correct.
I didn't go down the driveway because I'd asked Director Lank, was there a public notice sign that was put out there?
Yes.
Has it disappeared?
It's still there.
Is it still there? You know, as slow as I drove, I didn't see it, but I was satisfied that I'd seen the right property. Mr. Lank showed me a photo. To your application, so you live on the site. How many employees would there be?
One.
One. And based on the size of the building, how many clients do you think you would be involved with at any one particular time?
I'd say no more than 5 per day.
Okay. All right. And the driveway is paved. And you've made provision for parking spaces. Is it your wish to have a sign advertising the studio?
No, there will probably be no sign. Basically, probably do a word of mouth.
Mm-hmm. What if you decide you needed a sign later on?
If
they restrict against it, then you can't have a sign.
Now would be the time to ask for one if you.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, if we want a sign and need a sign, definitely. You know,
you put it that way. You know?
and that sign could be lighted if you so chose.
How large a sign do you think it would be? I'll tell you, typically a conditional use, the commission imposes a restriction that did not exceed 32 square feet on each side. And they'd be two-sided. They could be lighted or unlighted. That's your choice. So 32 square foot to 4x8 plywood.
That'd be more than enough.
More than you want, probably. Yeah.
Mr. Wallow, do you expect the business, would this be a seasonal business or something you'd hope to run year-round?
Hopefully it would be year-round.
And the days would it be 7 days a week, 6?
5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
And the expected hours?
9 to 5.
Okay. Would you anticipate that there would be any retail sales on the site that might be related to the business? Apparel, CDs, DVDs?
No.
Blocks?
No.
No.
None at all.
Would all the activities be inside the building?
Yes.
Okay. And in your opinion, this would be a business that would promote health and fitness for the residents of the county?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, Mr. Ross.
Any employees?
Just one employee.
And the septic is already there, right?
Yes.
And is it, will you need to, you're gonna have restrooms in the facility or whatever hooked to the same septic?
Yes.
Will that require him to go back to Denrock to?
It depends on how it was initially approved.
Yeah.
Most likely it would approve for a single family residence, and it may be necessary that he go back to Denrock and just verify he can use it. And the number of clients he has probably won't impact the standard system, but it would be helpful to have a letter that they don't object
to. But as far as we're concerned here in the county, is that an issue? Does that affect us?
No, well, that's a separate regulatory agency.
Okay. No further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Earlier, sir, you said there might be five clients a day. Typically, with a yoga practice, wouldn't you have groups?
A group of five, no more than five a day. I mean, it's pretty much only going to be like an 800 square foot building, so it's not, something where you can like put like 20 to 25 people in there at one time.
Obviously, I'm not a student of yoga, but it seems to me...
You look more like a Buddha than a yoga.
Yeah, you do. The truth comes out, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much.
Now that is fun. Who didn't know that was coming?
Yeah, I got set up for that one. That's his way of telling me, shut up.
My way of telling you I love you.
Yeah, thank you very much. I love you too, sir.
You brought it on yourself?
I sure did. But just my limited knowledge, it would appear that there's oftentimes that's evenings and weekends, and I'm hearing you say eight to five?
Nine to five. Yeah, daytime hours.
Daytime hours.
Yeah.
Okay. Because just to make you aware, like we did about the sign, when it's a conditional use, the commission has the ability to place quite a number of restrictions and limitations, and oftentimes they come as a result of our asking you questions or you giving us information. So that was the reason behind the sign. That's the reason for this Buddhist to talk to you about number of hours and days and all that. But if you're okay with that, I'm okay with that. The Buddha spoke.
Okay. Mr. Bergman.
No questions. I'm scared.
Okay. Mr. Lyon.
I had a similar question to Mr. Johnson, not in quite the same realm, but I was thinking, what you hear about yoga on TV, it's classes of any number of people could participate in the class and have an instructor. And then there was another, and so you got that answer. There was a question that Mr. Smith raised, I believe. There's no need for, again, there's no need for sale of paraphernalia, lotions, that type thing to go with yoga or anything?
No.
Shower facilities or anything like that?
No, there would be just a bathroom.
So a class might last 45 minutes, an hour, some of that nature?
Usually an hour and a half to 2 hours.
That's all I have.
Mr. Abbott.
No questions.
Counselor.
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1894, Ellen Sanders and Tom Wallow? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1894? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.